This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Post Malone setting up to have the number one album in America for his Hollywood's Bleeding that dropped on Friday. And, I mean, there's already a ton of the songs from the album that are topping the charts on iTunes, including one where, this is shocking, features Ozzy Osbourne. Like, I don't know
how to react to that.
Right. Like, I haven't even heard it yet, but it's been getting a great reaction. A lot of songs are ending up on the charts. But along with Post Malone's number one debut for Hollywood's Bleeding, yesterday he announced an upcoming Postie Fest, which will be at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington on November 2nd with Meek Mill, Pharrell, Ray Shremmerd, and Jaden Smith.
Oh my God. What's Jaden Smith going to do?
He's going to walk on stage with fun hair.
Now, we bring this up because there's a lot of elements here, especially for Gavin, mm-hmm. who loves Post Malone more than any other artist.
More than anybody. He's ever loved anybody.
I don't think there's a single Post Malone song that I like.
Loves Jaden Smith.
Oh my God. I don't know which one he loves more.
The only thing I love about Jaden Smith is sending Katie pictures of him every day.
I'm glad that has stopped.
Okay, so Gavin, share with us why you think that this is a bad idea altogether and why you aren't a Post Malone fan.
Okay, well, he just has a dumb face. It's just, maybe if I never saw what he looked like, maybe I could wrap my brain. Although the first couple songs, I'm like this with The Weeknd too. The first couple songs that we heard from Post Malone just put a terrible taste in my mouth.
You said you liked the song Sunflower.
Yeah, Sunflower's not too bad. Yeah, that one's not too bad. But, like, I think it's just right off the bat, they just started off bad. Like, so it's hard to shake that stink with me. But I might need to reevaluate my relationship with Post Malone. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because the Cosmos are telling me to. Hmm. I had a dream about Post Malone last night.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yes. I had a dream that Post Malone, it was an elaborate dream. I'm not going to lie. I had a dream that Post Malone owned a restaurant.
Okay.
And I went to the restaurant.
What was it called?
Don't know, and it was not fancy. Shocker. Okay? And Post Malone was just standing there like the maitre d'.
Okay.
And nobody wanted their picture with him or anything like that.
Okay.
So I happened to be standing next to him, not at that point, but later on, like at the bathroom. And I just started talking to him. Turns out we hit it off and we became such good friends.
Huh.
And I took a bunch of pictures. He gave me marijuana.
Oh, wow. I assume that he gives that to everybody.
Me too. And I partook in it.
Okay.
And we were hanging out and we took a whole bunch of pictures. And I sent all the pictures to Kevin mm-hmm. in the dream. And Kevin was so mad he wherever he was in the world, he screamed so loud we could hear it. Katie was there at the restaurant with me.
Okay.
She never got to meet Post Malone. But at one point, though, she did try to show me a video of a bull getting diarrhea.
And what is going on?
I don't know. What's going on with you? Why would you do that to me?
This was a fever dream.
It might have been a fever dream. But the pictures that Post Malone and I took were really funny in the dream.
Right. It does seem like, based on his personality, you guys might actually get along in real life.
It's possible. When I woke up, I did have the thought, like, maybe he's not so bad. Maybe he is, because Dream Post Malone was fun.
Well.
But, I mean, I can't imagine being friends with somebody that would tattoo their face. But what are you in here for?
Intern Kevin is in here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning. I blessed your morning.
What?
I blessed it by for being in here. Yes.
I feel blessed.
Kevin, we have a couple of questions. First of all, are you flattered that Gavin had a dream about you and Post Malone?
A little bit, yeah.
But you were only in there to make jealous.
At least I made a cameo.
That's in my dream?
Yeah.
It is true.
That's a good point.
That means you think about me in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm. His subconscious.
Always.
But I think about Post Malone a lot. So if that's true, then what does that mean?
Maybe it means that you've been feeling like you're supposed to not like Post Malone because on the surface, he really represents a lot of the things you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But in your heart and in your spirit, you actually really like him.
Kevin, would you take Gavin to the Post Malone Fest in Texas?
What? Yes, you would love it so much.
Can we just stop down for 1 second and say Post Malone does not seem like he's been around long enough to have his own fest?
That is true.
I think he's good enough.
How long has Post Malone been around?
A couple years.
That's not long enough.
Since mainstream knew who the hell he was.
So since White Iverson.
Who?
Since White Iverson, that was the
what
first song
is that?
Had.
You know the song.
It's
really
popular.
It's just
how does it a big
go?
Song.
Kevin, how does it go?
I'm going to go to the musical lyrics. Rain, how does it go?
Oh, no, I am.
So neither of you know how it goes.
If we hear it, I would know the song.
2015.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's long enough for
that
a festival.
He opened up for Justin Bieber. That's kind of how he got his.
Who cares if he opened up for Justin Bieber? Like, that doesn't seem like
he
that.
Did?
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber doesn't have his own festival.
That is a good point.
Kevin, what are you going to do about that?
I mean, I'm going to go regardless. I'm so excited. His new album's fire. Did you hear the song with Halsey and Future?
No.
Did you, Gavin?
No. You would love it.
How does it go? How does it go?
The vocals on it, fire.
How does it go?
Something about, like, Die For You.
So you didn't hear it either.
I heard it.
Well, sing
just,
a little bit.
I can't sing it. It goes, I'll die for you.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
I would rather go to Kevin Fest.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.